Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's constantly calling out to you, demanding your attention even when you're trying to chill? Well, you're not alone. It turns out, there's actual science behind why we get so hooked on our devices, and understanding it is the first step to reclaiming control over our time and minds. Today, we're diving deep into the psychology of digital addiction, exploring what makes these apps so darn addictive and how we can break free from their grip. Think of this as your brain-boosting guide to digital detoxing, folks. First up, let's talk about dopamine. This little neurotransmitter is basically the reward center in your brain, pumping out feel-good vibes whenever you experience something pleasurable. Like eating a delicious slice of pizza, listening to your favorite song, or scrolling through social media. Yup, those likes, comments, and notifications trigger that dopamine rush, making you want more, even if it's just another mindless scroll. It's like a vicious cycle. Secondly, think about the design of these apps themselves. They're engineered to be addictive. We're talking endless feeds, personalized algorithms that keep showing us content we can't resist, and those sneaky little notifications that pop up at just the right moment, often when you're feeling bored or stressed. It's like a calculated trap. Third, social comparison is another big player in this game. Ever find yourself scrolling through Instagram and thinking, wow, everyone else's life looks so much more perfect? That constant comparing can fuel feelings of inadequacy and insecurity, leading you to spend even more time online trying to keep up. Remember, folks, social media often portrays a curated reality, not the whole story. Then there's FOMO, or the fear of missing out. It's that nagging feeling that if you're not constantly connected, you'll miss out on something important. But let's be real. How much of what you see online is actually important? Finally, we can't ignore the convenience factor. Our devices are essentially pocket-sized portals to a world of information and entertainment. It's super tempting. But that constant accessibility can blur the lines between work, leisure, and even sleep. It's like having a party in your head that never ends. Now, let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was always glued to her phone, constantly checking social media, even during meals with friends or family outings. She'd get anxious if she couldn't access it for more than an hour. Sound familiar? Eventually, Sarah realized that this constant connection was draining her energy and impacting her real-life relationships. So, she started setting boundaries, designating phone-free zones and times, using apps to limit notifications, and focusing on activities that didn't involve a screen. Guess what? She felt happier, more present, and had more time for the things that truly mattered. The takeaway here is simple. You've got the power to change your relationship with technology. By understanding the psychology behind digital addiction, we can make conscious choices to use our devices intentionally, as tools to enhance our lives, not control them. So, let's recap those key takeaways. We learned that dopamine plays a major role in our online behavior. Apps are designed to keep us hooked. Social comparison can fuel feelings of inadequacy. FOMO can lead to constant anxiety. And convenience makes it all too easy to get sucked in. Remember, you're not powerless against this. By setting boundaries, being mindful of your usage, and focusing on real-life connections, you can reclaim control over your digital life and experience the freedom that comes with true digital minimalism. Ready to take action? Head over to our website and join the Digital Minimalism community. Share your thoughts, experiences, and tips. Let's support each other on this journey to a more intentional and fulfilling digital existence. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep it real, keep it minimal, and keep exploring the world beyond the screen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.